Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no,
it.
No. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Podcast.
Turn that shit off, nigga. I don't even want to hear it. Sorry, Moses, I'm not tolerating your shit this episode. I'm going to tell you that right now, nigga. Fuck out of here, man.
Hear this.
Definitely not tolerating your bullshit today.
Let's go, bro. Turn on your booty trap music.
What?
Nigga, we started this shit on Boulevard.
B.I.G.
Now they talk about our shit on Pennsylvania Avenue. Nigga, every street in America know who we are.
Don't look at me like that, Moses. Shit, man. Hey! This ain't got nothing to do with you, Moses. This ain't your vibe, bro. You sleep, bro. Hold up, man. You sleep. Damn, I got another nigga that just got hurt in my fantasy. What the fuck is going on? Listen, this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Yep. Fuck.
Final Fantasy sucks.
Episode 137. I'm sorry. Damn, this shit is fucking crazy. Fuck.
My money.
What's going on, bro? What's up, Moses?
What's the dilly, man? How you feeling? You good?
Why you turn the AC off? It's getting hot in this motherfucker, bro.
You hot? Yeah. I bet you.
Yeah, we good. This is how you start. What's up with you, bro?
Timid.
What's up with you? How are you, bro?
I'm good, man. How you doing, man?
Dave, you all right, bro? You good, bro?
Yep.
All right, just making sure, because I ain't hear shit. Fuck cancer. I'm going to say that. Fucking sick of cancer. What, bro? I want to say thank you to everybody that be listening to us and be commenting and be reaching out. And anytime I'm bumping anybody or somebody, they be like, yo, where the fuck y'all been? I'm caught up now and all this other shit. We are back, bitch. I just want to get that off my fucking chest a little bit. I just want to get that off my chest a little bit, bro. And
thank you for the love and support.
Yeah, like, you know. Because, like, when you bump into somebody, and they be like, yo, I'll be actually be watching your show. I'll be watching your podcast. I'm like, oh, shit. Or I'll be listening to your shit. I'm like, God damn, thank you. Because I don't be thinking nobody be listening to this shit. So,
Just you.
Well, I mean, Moses, you did say I changed. You said you wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, you changed.
How I changed, bro? Go ahead, I got to get out of this hoodie. Go ahead. How did I change, though? I'm sorry.
See, that's what I'm saying. Look at you right now. It's not even that freaking hot. You gotta take off your shirt.
Nigga, you fucking. You had the AC on in this motherfucker.
You changed to a big boy. That's what you changed to. Tell me what you changed. I changed myself.
Nah, you
I like eating ice cream at night.
I don't eat ice cream at all.
Really?
Nah, I told you I don't eat sweets, bro. I told you
that's
shit.
That's weird.
Yeah, bro. I don't eat none of that shit. What'd you say I changed?
Did you eat a lot of sweets when you were younger, though?
Yeah.
I think that's why.
Nah. I just know all that.
Nah, because you could eat something so much as a kid, like you don't like it no more.
Nah, I just know, your body don't need all that sugar.
I feel you.
You know what I mean? So I don't like putting that shit in me. And it's like now, bro. Like, let's say I drink something like sweet tea or fucking a Powerade or you know some shit like that. Yo, that shit be too sweet to me now because I drink a lot of water and shit. You know what I mean? I don't sweets and shit is not. But let's man, fuck that. I did change, nigga.
How you changed?
I changed for the better. I had to change.
You changed. You came in here with some wine. That don't mean nothing. That means you.
Oh my god! What you mean?
That means you changed your liquor, nigga. I changed. I changed liquor. It's wine now. I like the wine.
I didn't like the way you was degrading the wine though.
I was just like, oh, you got wine. I was like, you got some liquor. What you say?
No, I got some wine.
And I was like, oh, you in the wine now?
I can't like wine?
I was just saying you in the wine now. It's nothing. That's like me saying, oh, you got on Jordans now? Oh, you in the Jordan?
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck is this nigga talking about?
That's the way I feel. Like, nigga, it's just wine. You ain't changed shit. So that's what I'm telling you, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about? I changed. No, nigga. You just changed what you drink.
I changed my mindset, though. I don't do a lot of stupid shit no more.
Okay, say that. That's what I'm talking
I can
about.
Tell you that much.
Change is good.
I'm changing for the better, though. And I'm trying to change for my kids, too. So trying to be a better, like, you know, role model. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's good. It's always good.
I'm trying, though. It's not easy, bro.
Nothing is easy.
The thing about it is, when you gonna change? Like, when you gonna fucking change?
Been changed.
Nah, bro. You be still on the same bullshit.
Nah, I changed. I got baptized.
You got baptized before? Yes. As an adult?
No.
Shut the fuck up.
You ain't changed, nigga.
He said change, not save, nigga.
Yeah, what the fuck is, like, I don't understand.
I changed my ways in some things I do.
You still chasing thoughts, though?
No. You think and I that's what I, thoughts.
Huh?
Why would you chase thoughts, say thoughts? That's stupid.
That's what I was asking you, thoughts. Nigga.
Go for the cheese. The rats and the alley cats. Hmm?
I'm done with you, man.
Chasing the
alley
them.
Cats.
Chasing the rats.
Nigga, what year is this nigga?
I have no idea.
Bitches in the alley, the alley cats. What are you talking about? Fuck you doing?
Fucking. Oh, this is what you said too.
What happened?
I changed. When we was in here earlier, Dave, he said
I changed one.
I had.
Yo, come on, bro.
Oh. Yo, what the fuck is that, bro? Oh. That's disgusting. Yeah, we are on camera. Yeah.
My Lord.
Yeah, what the fuck? Let me see that, too. Let me see that. I'm about to turn this AC on, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I got it.
Hey,
it's crazy. Yeah, hit that shit, bro. God damn. What is this, Moses? Uh-huh. They going to see
that. Nah, call me off guard. I don't expect that.
God damn.
Yo, that shit is fucking disgusting, yo.
In my cup, though.
Nah. Yo. It's right here, nigga. What else, but.
Jesus.
Well, switch your cup.
Oh, my God.
Switch the cup. Nigga, it's already contaminated. Switch the cup. Nigga, what?
No, I'll be looking ass, nigga.
You need to sanitize that shit, bro. That shit is fucking disgusting.
Still a pandemic guy.
So, Dave, we was in here earlier, right? And I said pause. It was late, though. This is what happened.
He never said pause.
I said pause.
This is the problem.
What's the problem?
What'd you say, nigga?
Oh, so I brought
What's the problem, nigga?
I brung some cups, right? You know what I'm saying? He was like, yeah, hand me the cups, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, okay, because I was going to need a cup, too. I was like, yo, bust it open and hand me one, too.
Yeah, now you see, like, what's going on, bro? I said, don't ever say that to me again. You understand what I'm saying to you? I said, don't ever say that to me again. I said, bro.
I didn't even.
Say pause. I said, I'm sick of this. I don't know what we got to do. But we got to figure out in the community, because there's a lot
in
of
in the community?
It's just a lot of shit that's going the wrong way. Y'all saying the wrong shit at the wrong time. Even some of these rappers, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm just saying.
So what you do? You bust it open for him?
No, nigga. I told him. Yo, don't that's talk to your me day. Like that.
Yo.
And then I got
Yo,
my
Dave,
cup
what's
out.
Up, bro?
I gave him shit to him.
Yo. Holy
yeah, that was a fucked up shit.
For no nigga. The nigga, what you talking about?
He opened it. I don't want to say he busted up. He opened the shit and didn't even hand me a fucking. Didn't even hand me shit, yo.
Because I felt so. Yeah.
Yo, I'm like, yo, this is my nigga. Like, what the?
You was being disrespectful.
It just felt like a whore. I just, you know what I'm saying? He talked to me like a whore. Like, bust it open.
I wasn't.
Bitch. Like, what? That's all I heard. It wasn't, no matter what you said. All I heard was bust open, bitch. Wait a minute. Don't talk to me like that. And let's figure this out. Let's have a new way.
I'm sorry, bro.
To talk.
Like, honestly, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Let me get one of those cups. I don't know. Stop with this slang shit. Just talk English, motherfucker. Don't say shit to me that's going to trigger me off. Because you know how I am.
I don't know how
I'm
you
the type of nigga call you three.
I don't know how
you be like, if my shit kicked in, I don't like what you said. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
Like I said,
I'm sorry, bro.
Bust it open. It was so disrespectful.
I'm sorry. I didn't. Come on, you know I didn't mean it.
I know, but I was just like, stop now. Let's start thinking about what we're saying to each other, because it's very important to me. That's all I'm saying.
I won't never say nothing like that again.
Please,
bro.
Please. That's all.
But
just think about
what are some of the other things you're not supposed to say though?
Hmm?
What are some of the other things you're not supposed to say though?
You're never supposed to call another man thick.
Yeah. Okay, who does that, Dave? You heard a man? You ever heard somebody say that?
Yeah, in some wrong context.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
you got to. I heard somebody use the word girth in the way in the wrong in a whole wrong way. I was like, first of all. It was now he the way he used it was correct, but you don't use girth. You only use girth in one way, and we all know which way you talk. We use girth, but it was just weird.
Yeah, you can't do that, man. You can't do that.
I'm just saying, I don't know. It's, I don't know the color. I'm just saying, it's some shit. Just it's fucking with me. I just feel like y'all should just stop it, like.
Yeah, like, I didn't like that shit you said earlier, Moses, when, you know what I'm saying?
Like, don't
like,
tell me I'm looking thick. Like,
nah, but this is what you said.
I'm going to punch in your face.
But, Dave, I don't know if you remember you heard him say earlier when he was putting his sweater on. He was like, yeah, you know, I'm feeling cute. I was like, you
can't call yourself cute.
Like, you was feeling cute, my nigga? Like, come on, bro.
First of all, I didn't say that.
You said that.
You said, oh, you trying to look cute.
No, come on. I didn't say that.
And I was like, no, I'm just
I wouldn't say that. I don't lie to you, bro. That's another thing I changed in my ways. I don't lie.
People who
no
know
more.
Me know I don't say I'm about to go.
Shut up, Dave. Cute. I seen that look on your face.
Oh, no, I was,
Dave looking like that because he know
I
don't say
don't lie
it.
No
I'm
more.
About to go look cute. I never. That don't comes out my mouth. We don't talk like that. I don't call Dave out. Like, yeah,
not,
we looking cute now.
But it's not wrong. If you felt that way at the time, bro, it's just that's just what it is. It's
no,
cool.
But we can't say shit like that. Like, say stuff like that, chick. Is it weird? I can't come into you and be like, yo, dog, I'm feeling sexy. Like, you know? I'm just saying, let's talk
yo,
about.
Yo, please do not,
like,
as
bro,
a man.
Don't
come to me
hey,
talking
yo,
about, yo,
look
you.
At me, dog. I'm looking sexy. Yo, don't tell me looking
you
cute.
You just did it, though. That's the. You just. Come
I'm
on,
just
don't do that, bro.
I'm giving you examples. That's, this is something I don't say.
I'm feeling
what
sexy.
What you just said.
I'm feeling sexy.
What you are.
No.
Like, it's giving sexy mode.
Yeah. Nigga, you working out, nigga, say, man, your neck looking thick over there.
Nah, dog. Nah.
Hey.
Hey, get this thing out of here.
Yo, say some rag. Hey. Right, where the forms at? Hey.
What is it?
It's getting young. Yeah, you gonna let him spot you out there?
Yo, I spot you.
You gonna let him spot you after that? Is wild, yo.
Hell no. That's wild.
I said, hey, come on, New York. I see nipples through your shirt. You want me to spot you? What you gonna say? Nah, you look wet.
Yo, hey,
hey, my nigga. I see you working now. You looking wet over here. So I was just wondering, you want me to spot? Get the fuck out of here.
That's one more thing you can't say. Don't, as a man, you can't refer to yourself as wet. I don't give a fuck what's going on. I don't care if you just got out of the pool.
I just got rained on.
You drenched. You know what I mean? You are drenched, my man.
Yeah. Bro, I was a mailman, bro. I got rained on like crazy.
I'm wet.
So wait a minute. Some niggas said I got
no,
flooded.
But my raincoat is all wet.
I got flooded.
Drenched.
That's true.
Drenched. Okay. What if I got? I can't say got soaked.
You got. Soaked is crazy.
Like, I'm gonna freak out. Yes, get out of here. It just got rained on. That still even sounds. I feel like R. Kelly. Like, you know, say rain on. Oh, my God. Make it rain.
How you doing, Mr. B?
You remember that song, Fat? Was it Fat Joe? I Make It Rain? Did the remix?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fat Joe came up with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Word.
But he did the remix on, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I got a question for y'all.
That felt dirty.
I was driving. Country roads and shit.
Shut up.
I didn't get a ticket.
It might take that off.
Whatever.
No, I'm talking about the
arc. I know what you're talking about. I seen a sign that said, slow down, blind driveway. I was trying to understand what that actually meant. Does that mean like there's a driveway hidden coming up somewhere, or is the blind driving?
Nigga, shut the fuck up.
I did, bro.
It means there's a blind side somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, some people got maybe driveways on a bend.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And you can't see the fucking driveway until you hit that corner, and then it's too late. So slow your dumb ass down. Okay. You know what I mean? There's a blind side somewhere.
I was like, nigga, I know the blind ain't driving. They said Stevie Wonder be driving, so I didn't, you know what I mean?
He ain't blind.
I heard about that.
You see what I'm saying? Like, so I'm like, yo, maybe the blind really is driving
Stevie
out
Stevie on that bullshit.
You don't think he blind?
He been fooling niggas for years.
You seen that story with Shaq told?
Ray Charles.
We got on the elevator with him.
How you doing, big fella?
Yeah. He called him Diesel. What's up, Diesel? Mm-hmm.
I know your big ass in here.
Like,
you know how he know? Because when he got on the elevator sunk down a little bit.
Yeah.
Big ass nigga, Shaq, it's just me and you in here, dog.
Man, I know you ain't here, bitch. Right. What's up? Oh, shit.
I hear your big ass breathing, man.
This nigga see me?
You sound like King Kong. And then he got off the elevator and walked to his door alone. That's the funny part.
That's wild.
You get a ping.
That's wild.
Nigga drive me that quick down. Ride. Ray Charles can fry chicken in the dark. He can drive in the dark. Fuck it.
Finish you, nigga.
True.
Lit over here, nigga. I'm sorry. Fancy football's going ham now, nigga. I'm sorry. Trying to get this money.
Excited.
Yeah. Did you guys see Kanye on Drink Champs?
Yes.
I'm tired of talking about Kanye. I don't want to talk about him.
I like this conversation, though.
Go ahead, Moses. Talk it. What's up? How you felt about it? Because he said some wild shit. Let's be clear, he said some wild shit.
What did he say wild? Nothing but lying, you know.
Nothing
shit that he felt. I feel like people, come on, Drink Champs, they should be able to say what they want, pour their hearts, and, you know, deal with the repercussions.
Yeah, but he said the wild shit about George Floyd on how he died. Said the knee wasn't on his neck like that. Said he seen from a documentary that's coming out. That he was injected with fentanyl. Like, Yo, relax, man. That's
the thing.
The family's grieving.
Kanye told about himself too. He tried to.
And I can't believe everything I see on the documentary. I'm sorry to cut you off. I just can't believe everything I see on the documentary.
He tried to go at stuff, and you got to understand, he's so passionate about stuff. Sometimes we rush into stuff. You know what I'm saying? Not understanding what are you doing, what are you saying to that family. He even says, like, he don't do stuff right. Sometimes you have to have that to person, like, come on, yo, bro. You got to, you know what I'm saying? This is the way you got to do it. Okay. This is what you want to do, this is the way you got to do it. But he's brave enough to come out, you know, and say what he said now. What the what? Jewish? What are we talking about?
You were saying how Jewish run the media.
Yes. See, the thing is, you got to handle that right. Because you don't want nobody coming at you because you got other people looking. Whatever you say, like, you got fans, right? So your word is strong. So you know you fuck with... what, Steve Stout? What's the Jewish nigga?
Leor Cohen.
Leor.
And what's the other?
Dame calls
Steve?
Him a culture vulture.
What's the nah? Steve.
Steve Rifkin.
Steve Rifkin. You know what I'm saying? Another one. You fuck with these people, and then you saying stuff like this. You gotta say stuff right. You know what I'm saying? Just say like, I'd rather y'all do business right with us. You know what I'm saying? Just acknowledge that. We made what y'all get interested in. Instead of just saying, you know what I'm saying, we need to watch. Because you got to understand, like, people come to Jewish people like, y'all fucking shit up. They like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? You bum rushing us. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? So, you know how, like, you have to come at stuff right. You know what I'm saying? But he's just passionate on what he's saying.
But he don't give a fuck, though.
Watch what you say and watch it right. That's all I'm saying.
He don't give a fuck. He's a billionaire. He makes that shit clear.
Of course.
So, he don't give a fuck. I was just more so on what he said about the George Floyd shit. I was just like, yo, you come on, man. Like, you should have just left that alone. Like,
they could
have.
They
took the whole show down.
Nah, still up.
Not on Revolt Drink Champs, it's not. I mean, of course, it put up. You know, people recorded it, and they, you know, they put it up. But YouTube is still taking the shit down.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube is still taking the shit down or whatever, so.
Man, you don't want to talk about it again, but the thing is, people always going to seek into him, and you got to know. Like I said, you got to know how to handle shit. You got to watch what you say, man. You just can't say no crazy shit.
That nigga, he should know, man. He just, you know what I'm saying? He just got an interview taken down with LeBron James. So he went over to Drink Champs to try to get the shit off again, and it went bad for him. That nigga, don't give that nigga no excuses, man. That nigga know what the fuck he doing. He losing deals and shit. He losing money right now.
Oh yeah.
So listen, he got to eat that.
How you feel about Nori taking the interview though? Because you see a lot of people got mad at him about it.
I think
you letting it go.
I think Nori should have reviewed some of that shit. But you know, that's what it is. I ain't mad at Nori wanting to give him a platform.
Give him the chance. Right. That's how I was looking at that.
I'm not
that's
mad at
him. He should review that shit.
I'm not mad at Nori because, you know,
but a lot of people were.
I just don't feel like he had to, even though he did, I just don't feel like he had to apologize for what somebody says. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's on your platform, that's what the platform is for. You know what I'm saying? For them to go there and say what they want to say. You can't say that. Like, if we have a guest, they can say what the fuck they want
to
say.
And what happened to freedom of speech?
And that's the thing, like,
you know what I mean? Like, what happened to that shit?
But the thing is, if you want, you know what you want. So let's focus on that, bro. Like, you fucked up the ball right there a little bit. You know what I mean? That's why he was looking for Steve Rifkin's, and he was gone. Like, he was like, what the fuck?
Whoever was it?
Yeah.
Was it Steve or was it Leo?
It was Steve. Steve came through. Leo didn't come through. But
I'm gonna pray for Ye, man.
Yeah, you gonna pray for this.
Sure, I can't pray for Ye. Nah,
yeah, you can pray for him.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, he'll make sense in a lot of shit, and then he'll go far left with some shit. And it's like, because my nigga, that is not the balance.
Not the balance.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he's
not
trying
the,
to, he's everywhere. He's that type of dude to be everywhere. If you know in the interview, he'll go to something and then go to something else. You just have to be, like, you know, in tune with it. You know what I'm saying? He's a multi. talented person, you know what I'm saying, doing stuff at. So his mind goes at
and then hundreds of hours. Meds, man. Why do you think his cheeks is all fat?
Why they keep showing the same picture, the one that looked like he got beat up, too?
Yeah, I keep seeing that, but I don't
know. It's like every time they post about him, they use that picture.
You know, they always try to use
it. Yeah, like, come on.
It's a negative.
He has pictures where he's shaved and shit, my nigga.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a picture of,
you know,
like,
how the media goes.
But is that not exactly what he's talking about, though, basically?
That's what I'm saying. But that's the thing. Like, he's letting you know what's going on, and you see what's going on. It's up to you. Like, you your own person, you know what I'm saying? If you you like him. If you don't, you don't. But, you know what I'm saying, you still got to respect whatever he says. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. If you don't respect it, okay.
I get it. Come on, man. Jeezy album.
You know what?
I'm going to
say this right here. You can say, like, this is the snowman.
I'm going to pull up the track list. Go ahead.
You can say this is right here, the snowman.
This the snowman?
You can say this right here. This is the snowman.
This the snowman.
This is what I'm used to listening to. You know what I'm saying? Every track is bumping.
Every song is not bumping.
Every track is bumping.
Everyone is not bumping.
Maybe like two or three I don't like.
Y'all know I'm the biggest Jeezy fan in the world.
DJ Drama, come on.
The biggest Jeezy fan in the world. I got all the Jeezy shit. I seen him in shows like three times. Like, so I can critique the shit the way I want to critique it.
You like the Keith Sweat shit. Shut up.
I hate that shit. I hate that song. Unfortunately.
Undimensioned. I love it. Undimensioned.
The beat is hard. It's not like he ain't doing what he do. It's just like the, I don't know. It's like the lyrics don't match the beats with some of these songs. This trapping ass shit on some slow shit, it don't match. I do like Street Cred though. I like Street Cred. I like the message behind Street Cred. You know what I'm saying? You can get these mansions off no Street Cred. You know what I'm saying, Moses? Can't get these cars and shit off no Street Cred, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I like that shit. But a lot of shit I don't like. I ain't even gonna lie. A lot of it I don't like. I don't know if I'll be I done spun this shit like three times. I'm probably gonna spin it two more times. Colors. That's a skip. I don't like it. Dave said it's hard.
It's better than I thought it was going to be.
Michael Jackson Jeezy. Quincy Drama Jeezy. I mean, Quincy Drama Jones. I don't know. What are we doing, man? I'm sorry. What are we doing? I like DJ Drama. But I was just asking y'all early. I don't really know what Drama be doing, man. Does he make beats? Is he produced? Like, I don't know what he... Or does he just talk over the music? Are they paying for that?
You like his production, right? And that's what you're paying for.
But I don't... He don't be making the beats and shit that I know of.
He don't do that no more, nigga. You paying for that stamp. You know what I mean? You know what?
And he's stamped like that. So I respect that.
With the Drama stamp.
Come on.
He built the stamp up. I respect the Gangsta Grills.
You told that shit on the records.
I respect
the Gangsta
Grills.
This is what we do.
I'm sure.
Somebody got to be the bad guy.
If they need a beat, I'm sure he can provide one.
Yeah.
Him and Cannon. I'm sure they can whip something up. But, you know, paying for that stamp. All
right. So every song to you, Moses, bumping.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know.
So it ain't harder than any of these other ones lately came out with?
No. I like the Recession too.
Before. Jeez.
What?
Stop being Snowman. Let's be honest. God. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying that
this
like
before.
This
is not the Snowman to me, bro.
How?
It's not the snowman, man. It's not the snowman. The sound, come on, because you basically talking.
You different
if
now.
If you're going to call him a snowman.
You just said you different. You like R&B, cappuccinos,
and that's
wine.
Another, and
different.
I do not drink cappuccino. I do not drink. What the fuck is this nigga talking about, man?
You like cappuccinos.
Cappuccino. Little foamy shit. Right your extra fucking foam. Mouth.
Yo, extra foam, please.
Do your job.
That nigga's crazy, dog.
Why I did that?
Oh, my God. Yeah. We good. Huh. Oh, shit. I don't drink cappuccinos.
That's sick.
I don't drink cappuccinos. I don't know what the fuck this nigga is.
Yo,
nigga. I don't drink.
Pinky up. You know, foam on his fucking mouth.
Foam on his mouth.
Do your job.
That's crazy.
Lord. That's crazy, man.
Cup of Joe and biscuit.
What nice ring you got there? Are you? Oh, hey, yo, Dave, look at this nigga. This nigga big money, man. What the fuck? Yo, what's up, man?
Bro. Talk him out.
He come in here with bling blow on, talking about he broke.
Nah, you got a chain.
Listen, I keep my shit tucked.
Tucked to his end.
I tuck my look. I keep my chain tucked. I listen to R&B. I drink wine.
Oh, this is your jewelry. Yeah, I'm just wearing his jewelry, so I don't think I got no. Appreciate it. Things we do for the culture.
Things you do for the culture.
Cappuccino and shit.
Armani Caesar. She dropped a new album.
Warm Frappuccino.
This nigga, man. I don't drink that shit. I don't drink that shit.
Espressos.
Hell no. No.
Armani Caesar fine.
Yeah, this shit's fucking
Armani Caesar. Armani Caesar dropped a new one.
Oh my God. Huh? Oh my God. Why? Me? I need to see you. I like it.
You love her?
I think I love
her. She's fine in the motherfucker. Let's be clear. Yeah, she dropped the album.
I like her style, and I like what the fuck she says. Real.
The sell Liz
them
too.
Up, chop them up, shoot them up. Still look good.
Listen.
Cook me some.
Armani Caesar is fine. Like, but she is too gangster for me, bro.
Why?
She is too gangster for me, bro. I don't need her cooking up the bricks and going to sell them. I don't need that. Come on, yo. That's too much for me, man. That's not ladylike.
You sitting back.
I understand you getting your money. Don't get it twisted.
You sitting back. You don't be doing your thing. You sitting back. Let her get the money. That's her job. She on her job.
Nah, man.
Do your fucking job.
Oh, my God. She's too gangster for me, bro.
Why?
Because she's so beautiful. Like, you don't have to be this tough like this.
It's her style,
she
man.
Probably still tell you to kill a spider and shit.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, tell me to get the fucking spider, goddamn it. Tell me to get the fucking spider.
Treat me like a man.
This nigga. Yo, stop. I wasn't going to say nothing. But guys, I wasn't going to say nothing. He was like, yeah, tell me to get
the
spider.
I'll get the spider.
I get the spider. I'm a man.
Take the trash out.
I don't care if he is doing what you do. I'm the man.
How do y'all like the album, goddamn it? How about that?
Nah, this shit doggy, man.
Yeah, I'm loving it, man. Come on, Griselda.
Sound like Griselda.
How can you go wrong?
It's fire, man.
That joint with Kodak is fire.
I love that joint.
Yeah, how can you go wrong?
I love that joint with Kodak.
She got all the Griselda.
The little booty shit.
All the Griselda.
You was ready.
The last track is a good switch up.
Oh, yeah. What's the name of that joint? Hold on, because that's my shit.
I told you it's a little booty joint. You love that.
Psych.
Yeah, he was.
Psych.
Y'all should have seen this nigga.
Oh my God. Here we go.
He almost threw up that hand. You know what he threw
yo,
up his
why
hand
you playing
somewhere?
With me? Like, hey, yo. Why this nigga, yo?
Yeah. Nigga, him almost said, like, yo, stop.
I like that type of music because girls like to twerk to it.
He was like, yo, ask Dave.
I like to see.
Yo, if you think I'm lying, ask Dave.
Girls like to twerk to that sound.
Soon as this motherfucker played this,
you like to twerk to that.
This nigga said, yo, I like it. I love this song.
Like the sound, man. What you want me to do, man?
I like the sound. Like, sound like a group.
Psych.
Mm-hmm. Little groupie here. Dance on me. You remind me of Trina. I'm sorry.
Nigga, too excited for
this. Yeah, like, god damn. I never felt like this until now, man. This just takes over that. I would never feel the same way about you don't know Nan no more. This song changed my life. Oh my God. City girls ain't got shit.
Feel like I'm in Crazy Dave's.
Crazy Dave's was crazy.
Shout out to Crazy Dave's.
Rest in peace to Crazy Dave's.
Crazy Dave's was crazy.
Threw some money in Crazy Dave's. I was young too. I was real young.
He was all young.
Yeah, I was young as fuck. I was in there like 18, 19 years old. Yeah, Crazy Dave's was crazy.
Young into that? No, I'm just allegedly.
What happened?
I say younger than that. Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Nah, rest in peace, Crazy Dave.
Yo, it had the right name.
BMF coming back January. Season 2.
Okay,
so I'm ready.
Is it coming back on Stars?
Yes. I'm ready.
Did they go plead the contract or what?
I'm assuming.
Yeah, we don't know where it's going to be at next season, I believe.
I thought they said Stars.
Well, not the season coming up, the following.
Oh, okay, yeah, got you. He also dropping a docuseries of BMF, too? I don't know if that's coming out.
Tonight.
Yeah, that come on tonight, so.
Oh, on BET?
I don't know what the fuck.
Stars, it's on Stars.
That's on Stars, too?
It's on
too,
Stars,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going home for that. You know what I'm saying?
50
yeah,
taking over the world, man.
Yeah. I love it.
50 got some good content out.
Yeah. I like the other shit. I ain't gonna lie. I'm done with the ghost shit, bro. I can't get into it. But the other shit, like,
you done with the ghost shit?
Yeah.
They didn't even come out with another season of that.
I don't care.
You don't fuck with Tariq?
I'm just saying, like, if he do movies,
you
and
don't like how Tariq
hiding BMF, I'm fucking with.
You don't like how Tariq hiding the drugs in the school?
That's I don't care. I don't want to watch that. I'm done with it.
You don't like how he fall in
it
love with
two? It was about ghost gone. I'm not watching no more. I don't care what his kid doing.
You don't like how he fall in love with two different girls?
It's like his daddy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. They give you a rewind, bro.
All they giving you is a rebirth of what goes.
Got the white homie?
I'm not watching it. You good. Enjoy it. I'm not saying it's bad.
It's good. I actually like that one. That one's good. I'm waiting on the next season of that.
So
I just haven't started Raising Kanan again yet.
You didn't finish P-Valley? You didn't like it?
I finished P-Valley. No, I didn't like it. I didn't like it because nobody died at the end.
My old girl ran off with the money.
I mean, shit happens. It happens.
With the money.
All right, I'm over the gay scenes, the gay sex scenes. In the show, I'm over it, bro. It's like, I don't have to watch that.
I don't watch it. I fast forward.
I fast forward, too, but I'm tired. Well, I got to keep fast forward and shit.
It's a show. It comes with it.
I mean, I get it. I understand it. I'm not mad at it,
that.
But I have an option of not watching it.
It started with that.
You know what I'm saying? That's all.
It started with that. You're going to see that.
And then watch I still watch.
They don't care what you think no more.
And then watch I still watch the next season.
Yeah.
We'll see, man.
Fast forward. What? I'm not watching it?
Huh?
Stop watching it. You know when it comes on, nigga get too close. You know the signs.
Like,
come on, stop it. I'm sick of everybody. You know when the shit about to come on. Nigga don't be around nobody neck for no reason. We homeboys. Who the fuck gonna talk about? I don't talk around y'all neck. Damn. You know the signs. You still watching, then you get mad. Hey, watching. Don't watch it. You fast forward.
But do we even need sex scenes in shows?
When the dude was
eating, I'm just saying, even
when
dude
was eating no girl, I'm like, you saying, liked it.
No, I don't care. I don't care to see sex scenes, bro. I don't care for that shit in the show.
You older now.
It don't have to be that detailed.
It's give me fucking a show.
I understand that, but it's fuck all that shit, man. Fuck all that shit.
I want to see her titties. I don't care what you're talking about. No, act like you want to see her titties and ass.
I'm 36. I like the shit.
I like to watch the strippers on there, but I don't have to have sex scenes. I don't have to have sex scenes. That's what I'm saying, bro.
You could show a scene where they about to get into it
and then
keep
it moving. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
But
you
know what I mean?
Whether it's gay or whether it's man, woman, you don't have to put that in shows.
It's other shows like that. You can watch other shows like that.
Yeah.
Just how the show started.
Yeah, but
don't switch up now.
Is the storyline going to be as good in those other shows?
The storyline was good this time. What's going on?
That's my point. So I don't need the fucking scenes.
He's saying that the storyline is going to be the storyline without the scene, the sex scene.
Thank you.
Scenes ain't for you.
Evidently.
Just like, you know what I'm saying? Just like the scenes we like, it's not for you. The scenes ain't for you. Just admit it. You know what I'm saying? It's a good little show. I understand. Okay. Like I said, fast forward it.
Sex sells, man. That's
what
it comes down
to. Thank you.
To.
Like, it don't matter what it is.
You know, I get it, man.
I love American Horror Stories, and they still have, you know, different kind of scenes on there. But it's a good little show.
I get it, bro. I'm just telling you what I don't have to have in the show.
I don't think it changes. He getting older. I don't, you know what? I don't want to see no titties nowhere.
Nah, I want to see the titties.
Oh, now you want to see the titties.
Or the stripper outfits. And y'all up there twerking, doing what y'all doing, the pose and all that.
No
fire.
No shakes nowhere.
They don't have to get naked. I'm cool on that.
You saying that now, you was a teenager, you were loving that shit.
Not a fucking teenager now, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about?
I keep it 100. I don't want to see no.
I don't need to see the, you know what I'm saying? You remember the,
I don't want to see no stripper scene without nudity. I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah. You know,
make me feel like I'm back in the strip clubs in New York and shit.
But I understand what you're saying. You remember they used to have...
They don't get naked in New York strip?
No, nigga. No.
Damn. I ain't know that.
That's trash. Yeah.
That's trash.
I've never been to a strip club in New York. And guess what? It sounds like I never will. Nah.
Y'all don't get naked in New York? It's fine.
Nah, but you don't remember lying.
And then... In New York, the popping spots, you know, the bartenders and took over.
So you trying to tell me y'all going in? Y'all going in there?
The bartenders more popping than
the bartenders are more popping than the strippers in the strip club in New York. Is what you're saying there? That's wild.
The culture all fucked up.
That's crazy. That's why, like, you do.
What sense does that make?
You do see a lot of bartenders do make more money than the stripper girls.
The bartenders
is she in the stripper outfits too, or she just chilling?
Yeah, they, you know, they
most
of
the time
they
be in a little sexy outfit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
it's a social media era now, so they get a whole bunch of followers. Niggas that following want to come in and sit at their bar. You buy tickets to the bar and shit, seats at the bar. You got to pay for the popping spots. If it's a big event, you got to pay for the spots at the bar. You can't just sit at the bar.
Just can't walk in and just sit
there. Nah, nigga. You got to pay.
So you got to, like, reserve, basically,
Yeah.
That's been my thing lately, too. I like to go to the bar and just get some food and drink and dip.
Ain't no wrong
with that. That's been, like, I be in Raleigh. I love Raleigh. Go to different spots. It's been my thing lately. But damn.
At the bar.
It's nice to do that. What you do? Get some wine or a cappuccino?
Cappuccino at the bar is crazy.
Let me get espresso.
At the bar.
Get the espresso at the bar.
The bar.
Woo!
No, I'm pumped up. Because I think the food comes out quicker when you're sitting at the bar.
Maybe.
Soon as the bartender go back, yo, boom. It's like that shit's coming. Be. You know what I mean?
Because I ain't trying to be funny. Sometimes they have a good relationship with the cooks. You know what I'm saying? They look out. So, you know. And then sometimes it's just the way the order is. You know.
Okay.
It's not always you because, you know, takeout is always dependable. But we still try to get them out first. So we can hear them get them out of here. But, you know.
Yeah, you know, my niece lives up there in Knightdale, so I'll be hitting her up like, yo, give me a spot to eat at. There's always, like, a nice little bar in there. I got cool a couple people up there, like, as far as, like the owners and shit like that. They like to, because I order different shit, so they come out there, oh, try this. I'm like, oh, thank you. Appreciate that, fella. Shit. Getting all right up here. But,
you just feel the love, huh?
Yes,
yeah, you feel like a star.
No.
You can let your gut hang out.
I don't.
Don't nobody know me, right?
Right.
No. I like it up here. They call me Pooh Bear.
Right.
Nigga, hold okay, me listen. Name. What the fuck we talking about, Pooh Bear, man?
Nigga changed his name. Get the fuck
off. Get the fuck off. Stretching my shirt and shit, bro. Don't touch me.
Put that on a list. Never. As a man, your name can never be Pooh Bear.
Hey, yo, Pooh. That's Pooh Bear. That's my only Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear.
Oh, man. I'm not calling you that, bro. What's your real name?
I'm definitely not calling no dude Pooh Bear. I don't even want to call. Yo, if your nickname is Pooh, I don't want to know. What's
Shiesty?
Your, if your nickname is Pooh, just give
Pooh Shiesty.
I call him Shiesty. What?
Shut up.
I call him Shiesty.
I do. I call him Shiesty. I don't call him. Yo, if your nickname is Pooh, give me your real name, man. Honestly.
I feel you.
I don't want to. I'm not.
If your nickname is Pooh, give me your real name. That's a good
What's
one.
Another name?
What's another name?
There's been a few names.
Go ahead. Give us one.
I can't think of it.
I'm trying to think of one myself real quick before we get out of here.
Who else?
Let me think real quick. All right, fuck it, man. I got some Fayetteville news real quick. This one's pretty sad. Almost shed a tear. Can't even lie. So I'm going to say rest in peace to DeMarcus Chambliss. I hope I ain't fucking his name up. But he was 17 years old. Mom dropped him off at his friend's crib, then ended up getting shot by a friend later that day.
Oh, man.
Killed him.
That's how old tragic. You say he was? Mm-hmm.
17.
Damn, bro.
Like, hanging out with some friends. People he knew, like, the mother had said she knew at least two of the friends that had been arrested. She dropped him off at the house, and they end up... She dropped him off in Cameron. They end up in Southern Pines. And he was riding with them, and they left him at a gas station. They shot him and left him at a gas station.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So I just, you know, I think about my son with this type of shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when he wants to hang out with his friends, and you know what I mean? Like, I'd be real cautious about that type of shit. But it's like, you want to let them be... kids too, you know, you want them to see shit, you know, live life, be with their homies and all this other shit. But it's like, what the fuck do you say to shit like that, man? Like, honestly, what do you say to that? A young life is never coming back, and he hanging with his homies, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you hang with your homies when you was 17, 16, when you hang with your homies, Dave, in New York, 16, 17 years old, you know, you can already graduate high school and shit.
Yeah.
You and your actually, it was more so like you and your homies was getting into shit and fighting together. Mm. Like, and they took his life, bro. Like, shot him.
Do they know anything? Speak to any kids talking or anything?
There's not a whole too many details, but they have arrested four of them. Oh, and the actual shooter, they said, was 17, so they withheld his name. You know what I mean? Because you know how the law works, whatever, because he's young. But. Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's scary out here, man. It's scary out here. It fucked me up for real. Like I said, I thought about my son. Like, honestly,
real fast. Sad, man. It makes you always think about loved ones. You know, my condolences to the family, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I say, like, communities need to have more. I feel like we should better bond, see what's going on, like, you know, do the same stuff we used to do, look out, because you never know what's going on. It's crazy. I mean, you know how these kids is, they, it's not knowing to get these guns, you know.
Everybody got guns now, man.
Every time, like, it's in the new 16, 17, you know what I'm saying? It's having guns, and they just
everybody
wilding out, not understanding, like, when you take that life, like, you know, it's no going back, you know? Half of the time, like you said, like, what Hot Turk said, they'd be scared to death, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, what was really going on? What was really said, and why this couldn't be, you know, fought out like the old days, like you said, fought out. It's more like everybody want to shoot, 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 but like it's getting too, it's getting too.
But I'm not gonna sit here. Brother. But I'm not gonna sit here.
Kids can't even live their life.
I can't be a hypocrite to this shit because nigga, I was 16, 15, 16, 17 year old, and I've been in shootouts around that age, and it was scary, but it was. Me and my people were going at, back and forth with other people. Even though I'm not, that's not right neither. I'm not saying that. But it's just like, damn, like, it'd have been more so like, what if my cousin shot me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, like, you're supposed to have my back, cuz. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, instead, you took me. You took me out. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I kind of understand, okay, if they're around guns and shit at that age, because it, this shit been going on. But y'all shot the homie. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know what I mean, it's crazy, man.
Still, like I said, we move, I ain't trying to be funny, we move different. Everybody was different. We didn't have, we don't know what was going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, kids don't have a conflict resolution these days. It's just, it seems like it goes from,
they cool with getting a body.
It's not about that. They don't know how to interact with one another. We were outside, so we know. You talk shit to one person, that nigga gonna talk shit to you, and you might have to fight. Right. But it's different.
Right.
Now, like, you know what I mean? Now, somebody got a camera. You talk shit to me, it's recorded. Now, I gotta fucking kill you, because I don't want to, or I gotta do real harm to you, because I don't want to be embarrassed. So, it goes a little different. It's like, it goes, you know what I mean? The dial is turned up a little bit. They go from 0 to 100 just a little bit quicker than we do.
Yeah,
so that's the problem. Yeah. But how to break that, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard
kids,
to get a...
Your kids don't interact with each other. Like, you know what I mean? We was outside bumping into each other. Like, you gotta... That's how you learn. That's how I learn.
The
you
kids can't... don't listen to the OGs neither. And a lot but of are OG... there any OGs that... It ain't too many OGs that they want to listen to.
Right, right. That too. But you gotta be outside to learn... The rules of the land, you know what I mean? Kids ain't really outside. They outside is on the internet. So, you know what I mean?
Well, rest in peace, young homie, man. Like I said, I almost shed a tear reading it. I didn't, but I was close. It was that was rough, man, reading that. That was definitely rough reading that.
Teach it's our always sons. Rough when somebody young pass away.
Yeah. We got to teach our sons to value life.
And this shit was right here in Fayetteville. Yeah, right here in Fayetteville. Right home, like, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm like, oh, man. Like,
it's just wrong violence, you know.
Well, I don't have anything else. I'm about to get the fuck out of here. You got anything you want? You got some shit you got to say, Moses? You got anything you need to get off your chest, bro?
Yo, live your life. Live your life positive, man.
That's how I am now, bro. I changed. I changed, bro. I'm not trying to put no negative energy out. I just...
Even when, you know what I'm saying, with the young crowd, let's, you know what I'm saying, be the one that figures stuff out. Be different from everybody else. That's all I'm saying.
Shout out my Giants, nigga. We 6-1. I've been real quiet. I've been chilling. We're going to see how this go. What's up? Why you looking at me like that? See, that's what
I'm just sick of the Panthers. Like, God damn.
Oh, yeah. That's your boys.
Like,
They won today, though.
They won it?
They won. They beat Tom Brady.
Okay. Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? But Tom Brady ain't got shit going on. He ain't got nobody really throw to right now. He don't got nobody really throw to.
He's making money.
He definitely getting that money.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Definitely getting that money. Check us out on Twitter, dirty_water_NC. Check us out on Instagram, dirtywater_podcast. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. My Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
What's your shit, Moses?
Dirty Water Moses. Snapchat, Dirty Water Moses. Clappers, Dirty Water Moses. Instagram, Dirty Water Moses. TikTok.
You like Snapchat?
I don't like
nothing. What you looking at on there?
You're a
nasty nigga. Never mind. Don't worry about it.
Post shit on here just so you can get people. You know, I'm going.
Gotta watch you, man. Well, we're getting the fuck out of here. Episode 137, 26, and...
Post the back of my feet. That's what the fuck I post. What the fuck you think?
914. This nigga's crazy.
Post fuck you.